Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Jaime Maynish. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Blackerby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Clancy, and towards Hunfield, who fields it and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to second. One out. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNeely tags and moves to third. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is hit by the pitch. Mostill moves to second. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to third. Metzler moves to second. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball four. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Mostill scores. Metzler scores. Kaum goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Sissell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissell hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blackerby. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackerby hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart fires to first and has Metzler trapped. There's the throw to Kress, who tags Metzler for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Maynisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blackerby. Schultz reaches second base with a double. Maynisch goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schultz moves to third. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to second. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. There goes Shang. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-2 in the game. Brannan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shang scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Maynish hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ma still hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 0 for 2 in the game. Blackerby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields the ball and throws to Blankenship covering. Safe. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Shang moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brannan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kress. Cecil moves to second. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to third. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 2 in the game. Blankenship hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bib Falk now playing left field. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schult moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy juggles the ball. That's an error on Clancy. Schult moves to third. Kress moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schult tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Browns, 3, White Sox, 3. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Metzler bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kamm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. Falk moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kamm. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Kamm steals second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields it and throws to home to get Falk. Kamm moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kamm scores. Clancy moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for lefty Stewart. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons now pitching. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Earl McNeely. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt strikes out. One out. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brannon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. Maynish strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.